Cape Talk, the emerging economy. Focus on Brazil.
And you are joined by Professor Lyle White, who's head of the Johannesburg Business School. Lyle, good morning.
Good morning, Kina. How are you guys doing?
Always good, always good. Always interesting talking about Brazil now that the Trump of the tropics have taken over, or has taken over. So Brazil to drop visas for visitors from the US, Australia and Japan.
Yes, and we've seen a lot of changes under Jair Bolsonaro, the Trump of the tropics, as you described him. And some of them are good changes, Kino. Brazil is considering dropping visas for visitors from the United States, Australia, Canada, and Japan to boost its tourism industry. Obviously, there's a lot of untapped potential there. The aim is to triple annual revenues from visitors, from foreign tourists visiting Brazil, to about $18 billion. Currently, Brazil applies a reciprocal visa measure against countries. So, in other words, if those countries require a visa, Brazil then requires a visa for their citizens to visit their country. Now, in the case of the United States, the cheapest visa for a U.S. visitor is $44. So, this really is something that they will have to really focus on when they go forward, because it'll drop the cost of those foreigners visiting that country.
We don't need visas, do we?
No, we on the right side of reciprocity on that one, Kino.
Now, Gisele Bündchen hits back at the minister over bad Brazilian comments.
Yeah, we all know the supermodel Gisele Bündchen, and tussle with her at your peril, I would argue. She has rebutted an extraordinary attack by Brazil's agricultural minister, who called her a bad Brazilian for her environmental activism and said she did not know the facts. Now, Bündchen, in a letter to the minister, suggested that the bad Brazilians are actually those responsible for Brazil's worst deforestation figures in a decade. In this letter, Bündchen lamented government figures showing deforestation had increased by more than 13% in a year. It's also highlighted the rising international concern over the future of the Brazilian Amazon under the government of Jair Bolsonaro.
And we move on to President Bolsonaro attending Davos this week, and it's certainly going to be capturing the world's imagination.
Yeah, well, we know that the World Economic Forum's Davos conclave, government and business leaders are trekking out to the freezing Swiss Alps for the week to discuss, the world and how it works, apparently. Just like last year, this year, populism is at the forefront with trade conflicts and obviously Brexit looming large. And U.S. President Donald Trump stole the show last year, if you remember, Kino, but this year he will not be attending the meeting. This leaves the stage clear for yet another populist, Jair Bolsonaro, to steal the spotlight on his first trip abroad since taking office earlier this month. Now, the week is expected to draw some 3,000 political and business figures. And obviously, the Amazon rainforest is a big issue because the WEF survey that was recently undertaken suggested that the Davos community are worried most about climate change among sources of political and economic anxiety. But the new leader of Latin America's largest economy, Jair Bolsonaro, he will address the Davos community for the keynote on Tuesday evening. He has vowed to showcase a different Brazil, free of ideological ties and widespread corruption. I do think what is interesting, Kino, is that with Brexit, trade wars and populism, politics is totally driving the Davos discussion this year over economics, I would argue.
Well, I can't wait for that particular keynote. Didn't people laugh at Trump when he delivered it last year?
Yeah, what is interesting, people like Donald Trump and Jair Bolsonaro almost contradict the ethos of what Davos is all about a global community. And they promote, exclusion very much and a very strong nationalist sentiment in their populist rhetoric. So it's going to be a very, very interesting go. And this is going to be the first time that Jair Bolsonaro will have to face the music on an international stage.
Well, maybe they should get a divorce. Anyway, Professor Lyle White, head of the Johannesburg Business School.